Yeah, is it that
Love
out of the way?
Talk radio.
I want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit.
You got to know when God is in it, there is no limit.
It's not
there. It's not over yet.
It's not ending.
It's not over.
Thank you.
when you're weak, that's when God is strong. It's not over, it's already Jesus. We believe it, we declare it, we decree it over you.
Yeah. It's not over as long as God is in it. It's not over. It doesn't matter what it looked like, doesn't mean what it seemed like, doesn't matter what folks say. It ain't over as long as God is in it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. I just thank God, man. I thank him. Hallelujah. Do I thank him? The good, bad, and the ugly. People in America, you don't know how good you got it. You really don't. Sometimes to appreciate the good, you have to look at the bad. To know where you at, you have to look where you came from. So when I tell you I'm thankful, I'm thankful. I know it was God. Ain't no questions about it. I'm gonna ask Pastor Bill. She'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get started. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. That song encourages us. Encourage me. It's not over. And we thank God. The scripture I like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this day. We thank you, Father God, for the word, Father God, that we're about to receive, Father God, and then help us to receive it and accept it, Father God, and meditate on it, Father God, and that we're able to share this word with others, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one that's able to join us on this call today, Father God. We ask that you will bless them, those that listen by internet, those who have called in, those who are going to participate, Father God. Just bless, Father God. And we're praying for all those who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, the sick and the shut in, those who are bereaved, those that are going through, Father God. And we just give you praise for them, Father God, because we're thankful for what you're doing in their life, Father God. You're going to make a difference, Lord. You're going to let them see the light, Father God, and they're going to come to the light. They're going to come out of darkness and walk into your marvelous light and acknowledge who you are and live a life pleasing unto you. So, Father God, we claim it and we receive that in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless our pastor as he teaches this word, as he's led by the Holy Spirit. Spirit, Father God, and help us to receive it. And Lord, we ask that you would just be in the midst of our study today. Holy Ghost, use our pastor, and Holy Ghost, help us to receive it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we will continue to agree with God's people, with believers, true believers. That's like so important that we continue. Our subject this week is from the ideal or the thought, a step by faith is a step into this grace. Not any grace, but his grace. See, his grace is sufficient. In other words, whatever you're going through, God's grace will take care of it. See, it's more than just being saved by this grace. But in this grace that we're talking about, it's adequate. You may not understand it. You may not get it. But if you just stay in it, by faith, you'll understand this grace. Our foundational scripture is found in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and I believe it was the, actually, we left off talking about Hebrews 4, but we're going to go back to Hebrews 12 and 2, because that's where our foundational scripture. We left off yesterday talking about the Word of God is being alive. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to be honest with you. When you start seeing the Word of God alive, it's a living thing, then you're going to have a better understanding of what's in you. When you're abiding in the Word and the Word abiding in you, that becomes a living thing for you. Yeah, amen. It becomes the Word. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. It's God in you. You know, we was talking about relationship. That's God in you. You can't get no closer amen. Than that. The intimacy doesn't get any closer. You're in the Word, and the Word is in you. So if you're in a relationship, whatever going on with that person, you want it going on with you. And whatever going on with you, you want it to go on with them. That's how binding the relationship you want. Well, you can't get any closer than John 15:7, abide in the Word and the Word abide in you. That means it's living in you. God himself is living in you. Well, that has to become a reality. Well, how is that done, you ask? I'm glad you asked. It's done by faith. That's how it's done. We have a caller here that got press one. Let's see. We're going to do this caller before we get into the lesson. Hallelujah. Okay. Numbers ending with 5264. Hello? Someone press 1. 5264. Your last number.
Being that was just such a challenge as a working single mom.
Okay, someone press 1. 5264.
I have $30,000 a day. So if I were to make the minimum thing.
Okay, we'll put you back on mute. If you choose to want to say something, hang up, call back in, and press 1. I'm going to do that. Okay. In the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the second verse reads like this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. From the Message Bible, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever, And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. Amen.
Amen. And on yesterday, we were talking about some of the steps. And I think we talked about it's reading his word, staying in the word, abiding in the word. And then next we talked about pray, because prayer, and let me say to these religious people that may be out there, prayer is not trying to get God to do something he's not going to do. Prayer is not trying to politicize who you are in relationship to who God is. In other words, being seen by everybody. What was that? Matthew's 6. Let me tell you what to not do first. Because, see, trying to get God's attention through a multitude of words don't work with God. He tells you he wants the prayer to be private. I don't know if you ever heard this or not. But he expects for the prayer to be private. In Matthew's, well, first, we're going to go to Matthew 6. Let me go there first. Matthew's, well, bless God. Yeah, so many things came to my mind just then. But the Lord said to me, go to Matthew's 26 and 41. 26 and 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. There is a part of you that is eager, ready for anything in God. But there's another part that is as lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire. Amen.
Matthew 6 and 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly.
Amen. From the Message Bible, here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. Amen.
Now I want y'all to get this next one, because right before that, Jesus said them, don't be like the hypocrites. See, a lot of people is hypocritical, and they don't even know it. They get up in buildings and pray, churches and pray. So I said, you know what? That's hypocritical. But you can't tell some of these dipstick preachers this. But the Bible says, Matthew 6 and 5, but when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. Now I'm going to say that again. Thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. Well, okay. Lord, tell them what the hypocrites do. Well, you know, they love to pray. Standing in the synagogue. Talking about the church building. Standing in the synagogue. Oh, yeah, by the way, they stand on the corners of the streets that they may be seen of men. But I say unto you, they have their reward. Now, there's a lot of people will tell you that's not them. But listen, love, I want you to know this for sure. When they're praying, they're praying because they're hypocrites. Don't make me go there. Pastor, you want to read that out of Matthew 6 and 5?
Yes. From the Message Bible. And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Amen.
Read that again, Pastor.
And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Amen.
See, a hypocrite is somebody who put on a false appearance. They like mm-hmm. to look like one thing, but they're another. God said, don't be like that. Because those are liars. Don't mean none of it. Lord, we coming as the Lord's way we can, and you standing there. Why don't you get on your knees then? So right mm-hmm. off they line, God have no tolerance for liars. He said, a liar can tarry in my sight. So stop deceiving people. Stop being a fake. Stop being an imposter, if you will.
All right.
Don't be a hypocrite. So people that standing mm-hmm. up before these people, they're hypocrites. That's all they are. And there's a bunch of them mm-hmm. over there right now in the Eastern Hemisphere. They go before a wall because they want everybody. Now, I know some people are going to say, oh, well, now some of those people are sincere. God said, don't do it. I mean, I don't care how you slice it. When the Word of God say, don't do it, then pick up your piece of rug and go somewhere and pray like he say to pray. Get away from the distraction. Mm-hmm. Get away from the cameras, if you will. Get away from the TV.
Yeah.
Get away from all this, your wife, your husband, your chillings. Everything that's trying mm-hmm. to distract you. You got to get along with God. God looking for intimacy. Preach.
Yeah, amen.
If you'll be honest, if you're in a relationship, it's some things you don't want everybody to know. I mean, it's
amen.
Some things you don't want your mama to know. It's some things you don't want your family to know, your siblings,
mm-hmm.
your children. Your bestie. When you in a real serious relationship, you know, it's just something we ought to be able to talk about, baby, one-on-one. And we don't shed it all out. We're not worried about our
mm-hmm.
neighbors. We're not worried about, you know, this person, that person. No, we're going to shed it all out, and it's going to be you and I one-on-one. And then we're going to tell our true feelings, what's really going on.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of things we don't even have to ask for.
Mm-hmm. See? Amen.
That's what God expects out of us. When we pray, I don't know if anybody told you this lately, but when you pray, God don't want you to be no hypocrite. He said they just love to pray because they want to be seen. And some people, and y'all probably been around some of these folks, they just love to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, now when you pray, you go into the closet, you know, and then don't stop using all these old big words, vain repetition. God know how smart
mm-hmm.
you is. It's like he know how dumb you are. That's why he gave us grace. So grace put us on his level. Doesn't matter what college
amen.
You attended, just what university, how many degrees you got. It don't move God. A lot of that stuff
amen.
Is just vain repetition. The more words you can say and come up with, the greater prayer warrior you are. I talk to people mm-hmm. different times from time to time. They won't tell me what a great prayer warrior they are. And they don't realize, sometimes you don't need but two words, Lord, or three words, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes you don't need that. Sometimes, Lord, here I am. See, a sincere mm-hmm. prayer, when you're in a relationship, you say, honey, help me. You don't have to try to explain all a lot of stuff. Honey, help me. When you're in a true relationship.
Yes, amen.
When you're in a
amen.
True relationship with God, listen, brothers and sisters, he already knows. He just wants mm-hmm. us to be on the same page with him, okay? So, then we talked about the fellowship. Fellowship and commune with him. And like mm-hmm. I said yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today, you're not going to have a fellowship if you don't never sow into the fellowship. What you mean that by that, preacher? If you don't never bring some stuff to the table. A fellowship is, I don't just hold a conversation, we hold it together. Just like you fellowship with God, you got to fellowship in truth. You know, that's what God expects. God expects true fellowship. You know, don't be doing it because it's something to do. The last thing you want to do mm-hmm. is call yourself in fellowship with God or in commune with God, and you don't even want to be friends with him. Because when you get up, you don't even holler at him. You did everything else. As much as I love coffee got to wait till I say, hello, Lord. Thanks for this amazing day. Thanks for this fantastic mm-hmm. Wednesday. I appreciate you opening these hours. Because, see, fellowship is a companion. It's companionship.
Mm-hmm.
You should have the same interest. Our interest should be the same as God. That's why he gave us Christ. So Christ became that centerpiece where God go and where we go. And we meet God in Christ because in him, that's where we become a new creation. He was full of grace. I read that on the other day. He was full of grace. Remember St. John 1, verses 14? He's full of grace. So mm-hmm. so you go there for grace in Christ. See, before you couldn't go there. The best you could do is go to the priest, and the priest would acknowledge the high priest, and they would take the blood offering and sprinkle it on the mercy seat. But forget all of that. You can go directly to Christ, man. No, you ain't got to wait on no preacher, no pastor, no bishop. No, you ain't got to wait on them. Matter of fact, them gifts anyway is to edify you and build you up, not to tear you down. That's what they for.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this, brothers and sisters. Fellowship, if you will, God expect nothing out of us but fellowship. See, when you understand fellowship in terms of what you're doing, that's your friend. God needs to be your friend, like he was friend to Abraham. See, when you got a friend, you understanding one another. You become one with one another. I looked at Biden yesterday. He went over to, I think it was, where did he go? He went to Israel. And they embraced each other. Because they're friends. And he told him, said, whatever you need, America will give it to you. See, that's awesome, man. I know you're going through a hard time right now, but whatever you need, America will give it to you. Listen, brother and sister, when you think about friendship, fellowship, I'm oftentimes reminded of 1 Corinthians 2. I think it's the second. Yeah, well, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 9th verse. He says, God is faithful, but who ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1 and 9.
God himself is right alongside to keep you steady and on track until things are wrapped up by Jesus. God, who got you started in this spiritual adventure, shares with us the life of his Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you. Never forget that. Amen.
Yeah. See, we're having a fellowship with Christ. We're having fellowship. See, the devil, well, you know, let me read it. How about 1 Corinthians 10 and 20? 1 Corinthians 10 and 20, it reads like this. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to the devil and not to God. I would not that ye should have fellowship with the devils. Yeah. That's the word, man. So if you ain't figured it out yet, God ain't really interested in you flipping and flopping. One moment you're over in this church, the other in that church. God said, I want you to have. Well, I'm just going over there for fellowship. Well, who you really love, the Word of God, or you love what you feel? See, a lot of times people, they do things because of their loved one, family member. I wouldn't give a good happy. I'd tell them real quick. Because I've had to do this. This ain't nothing I'm telling you. I got a son-in-law, pastor. I said, oh, I can't participate in that. Oh, why? I said, because he told me not to have fellowship with you. Well, they think I'm just real hard and cold, man. But see, if I don't shock them, they'll continue to live like that. They'll mm-hmm. never try to understand what's going on. So I give them a little something to start on.
All right. Amen.
Yeah. So in 1 Corinthians 10, 20, read that, Pastor, please.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Do you see the difference? Sacrifices offered to idols are offered to nothing. For what's the idol but a nothing? Or worse than nothing, a minus, a demon. I don't want you part of something that reduces you to less than yourself, and you can't have it both ways. Banqueting with the master one day and slumming with demons the next. Besides, the master won't put up with it. Amen.
You know what I just said?
Amen.
You know what?
Yes.
God ain't pleased with that. You flipping, flopping. God ain't pleased with that. And if you're in
That's
a relationship,
right.
You ain't going to appreciate me going back to my ex. Every time you look around, well, I tell you, I want a fried pork chop sandwich. And I'm going to shoot back to my ex's house and get a fried pork chop sandwich. Who does that? You're in a relationship.
Amen. Yeah.
God don't want you to have fellowship with your exes. Well, ain't nothing
Amen.
To it. Well, okay, all right. Well, we're just friends. All right. ain't too many people. Because it, you may not see it right then, you may not see it that day, but just keep on flirting with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting too deep, Pastor?
No, Pastor. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell it like it is.
You keep on flirting with the devil and watch what happens. You will get engrafted into him all over again. So he said, don't fellowship with them. Don't fellowship with them.
Amen.
God and I would not that, it said God, and I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. That's what God said.
Yeah.
You don't want to say he wants you to have fellowship. Do I care? Absolutely. Because I understand what, that means commune. That means to agreement. When you talk about fellowship, you're talking about friendship. How you gonna be friends with God and the devil? You can't do that. You either gonna be with him or you're not. There's no 60-40, 80-20, or 50-50. That's my friend. That ain't your friend. That may be an associate, but that ain't your friend. Don't claim that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what Satan wants you to do. He wanna keep tabs on you, for a better way of saying. He want to keep his paws in you. Well, I just wish I could get real raw right about now. Well, if you ever have an ex, they just do little bitty things just to make sure you stay in their presence. Make sure that the connection stay there. That's what the devil does. I know some of y'all probably ain't never experienced this kind of stuff. But, man, there's some exes out here that's raw. They'll keep your other set of keys so you don't have to call on them. Yeah. You know that real nice coat you liked? They left, but they packed it up and took it with them. So you have to stay. See, they try to keep that line, that open door, that line open, so to make sure that if I need to call, you know them shoes that, did you see them? Yeah, I'll look around here. Yeah, just try to keep that line open so they can keep in touch with you. But at the end of the day, they're trying to keep not tab as much as trying to keep that grip on you, trying to keep you involved with them. Man, if you got an ex, let them go. Let them be just that, an ex. So they had nothing to do with the present. Remind them that they are exes. Because if you make them present, well, I mean, I don't know where y'all from, but, it ain't too many folks that I know that want to still fellowship. And it's okay if you went somewhere and your ex was there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fellowshipping now. Fellowshipping.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Being united with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, fellowship. Being one with them.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this. Let's do that. You know, you're in accord with them. You have some kind of togetherness. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you don't. You want to cut that mess out. You want to take that crazy stuff out. So you fellowship with other true believers. I like to play big whiz, but I ain't finna go play with my ex.
Amen.
I found somebody new to play with.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, see, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to continue. Oh, well, you know, my ex and I, we used to play beer whiz real together good, and we beat different people and blah, blah, blah. And that's what you want to play. That's what you ought to do. Brothers and sisters, don't look at that. Don't go for that. Okie doke. Don't go for it.
Amen. Amen.
That ain't nothing but the devil trying to pull you back into his grasp. That's all. You don't see it now, but you'll see it later. Because you don't have fellowship. What do light and darkness have in common? Absolutely nothing. So fellowship with other true believers. The Father God has other children we can fellowship with, other brothers and sisters that's in Christ. You may not have their address and all that good stuff, but they're there. That's another reason. Number five. We may not discuss tomorrow. We may just leave two of them for tomorrow. I know tomorrow is Thankful Thursday, but let me say this. Number five, study the word to prove yourself and be approved of the Lord. So many walk in the precepts and principles and the ways as reveal them to you. Now, so that we're all on the same page, let's look at 1 Corinthians 2 and 13, and we're going to look at these two scriptures, and we can pick them up tomorrow and dissect them on tomorrow if God says the same. Hallelujah. So let me go. Well, I don't know where I did. Okay, there it is right there. Okay. Trying to get back to my page on my computer. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2 and 13. 1 Corinthians 2 and 13. Get out of there. It reads like this. Hallelujah. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. Amen.
And our next scripture is going to be 1 John 2, and we're going to read verse 27. And we'll unpack this tomorrow, but have something to meditate on for tonight, whenever. But the anointing which ye have received of him abide in you, and ye need not that any man teaches you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, Christ's anointing teaches you the truth on everything you need to know about yourself and him, uncontaminated by a single lie. Live deeply in what you were taught. Amen.
So, we're going to pick it up tomorrow there. But listen, brothers and sisters, the understanding that is that we have to study the Word of God to prove yourself and to be approved unto the Lord.
Man.
You want to be able to walk in His precept, in His principles, as He revealed them to us. He'll reveal them to everybody, just those that are spiritual who believe in the spiritual things. Okay, anybody have any Anyone have anything they want to share? 9144. Well, I guess. Okay, I'll leave that alone. Okay. Anyone else have anything you want to share? Okay. Well, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. We look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow on Thankful Thursday. Meanwhile, stay blessed.
Yeah.